Thousands of New Yorkers fight for valuable space each summer, and I'm not talking about apartments. The city doesn't have enough fields for all the adults who want to change out of their office clothes and play sports at night. As WNYC's Beth Fertig reports, the real field of dreams in this town is one with nighttime lighting.
It's about 8:15 p.m., and the Wild Boars are celebrating a win at Chelsea Park on West 28th Street. Their softball league has been using this field for more than 20 years.
A lot of years. Invested a lot of years. A lot of
family
years.
Family here. We've been playing together all our lives. Believe it or not.
Like a family.
As the players exit into the sunset, drinks in hand, dozens of men and women in brightly colored T-shirts are ready to claim the field. They've been waiting with two volleyball nets, which they now carry onto the AstroTurf. That's the cue for Kevin Gibbs to turn on the lights.
This is the key right here. You turn it on like that, and...
Six diesel-powered lighting towers gradually brighten the field. They're rented by the New York City Social Sports Club, which organizes co-ed leagues. Its founder, Amy Short, was frustrated by how hard it was to get an evening permit when she moved here from Baltimore 8 years ago.
The fields that are lit that we knew about were full, and people had those permits.
The city has built or renovated 600 parks in the last decade, but there are only about 20 public fields with lighting in Manhattan.
It's not easy to get one of those because the demand is so high, and of course it should be. And I don't really take umbrage with the fact that someone new doesn't get the field on the first try. I mean, that's just how life goes.
So Short turned that into an opportunity and started renting her own lights at city parks. It costs $3,000 a month to brighten Chelsea Park. Her members pay $125 a season for field time and equipment. And there's obviously a demand because she claims her membership doubled in the last year to 20,000, playing 10 different sports all over the city. Karen Flanagan and Melissa Comanduli joined the sports club this summer to start a volleyball team. They work at a technology company downtown and don't mind playing late.
Our latest games are scheduled at like 9:50, 10 p.m. So by the time the game's over, it's 11, which is perfect time to go out afterwards.
It's a good way to unwind after work.
About 3 miles away, a co-ed soccer game kicks off at 9:45 p.m. under rented lights on the Lower East Side. Their field is lit by the New York City Soccer Collective, whose founder has a familiar story.
It was impossible to get fields anywhere else.
Dana Diamond is an actress and singer who grew up playing co-ed soccer in California. She had trouble finding places to play when she moved to New York.
I kept going by these fields that were completely empty at night, but they weren't lit. And I went to the city and I said, listen, I will rent lights. Can I have the permits at night for these fields? And they said, well, we'll try it. We'll see what the neighborhoods think, because it does mean that there's noise after later than these neighborhoods are accustomed to. But so far, so good. Although the cops do come and make us quit early sometimes if there are neighborhood complaints.
There's a competition over which group first came up with the idea, but it's taken off. The Parks Department says there are now 5 groups renting lights on different fields in Manhattan. They had to get approval from the local community boards. Diamond says that can be a hassle. She dreams of going vertical.
I'm going to win the lottery, and I'm going to start building soccer fields on top of car park garages. That's what I've decided.
It's not so laughable. Over on the West Side Highway at Houston Street, 2 soccer games are still going strong on Pier 40 at 10:30 p.m. The 3-acre field is in the open courtyard of a parking garage. It looks big and bright enough to host an Olympic match. As a ball is kicked into a perfect arch, it's clear this crowd is very serious. Antonio Gomez Tembleque and his friends just finished a game.
We used to be professional players in Spain, some of us. Yeah, not him, but for example, Victor, Gabi, Arturo, until he got injured. Now he's a professional coach. He's getting the title here in the U.S.
The Hudson River Park Trust runs 2 fields here. There's a smaller one on the rooftop, 3 stories up. At 11:15, a few guys from Mount Vernon assemble a pickup match. The view from the roof is breathtaking. The glittering new World Trade Center rises over the south, and the Hudson glimmers below.
It's like the best place to find soccer. It's with lights.
Matt Rodney and his friends say they come this late because most of the permitted games have ended by now, and the park stays open until 12:30. But Pier 40 is falling apart, and its future's uncertain. Peter Flint has been playing here for over a decade. Before that, he was playing on a concrete field in Chinatown that's now got turf.
The number of fields has expanded as the popularity has expanded, too. So it's sort of like building highways. You build it and it gets filled up. So plenty of people want to play soccer any time of day, pretty much, here in New York. So.
And that's the eternal story of New York, a place where the most grueling sport of all is the competition for space. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.